For the first time, Emil Mosseri isn't making music for other people's passion projects. After spending his 20s touring in bands, the composer has made a name for himself creating soundscapes for emotional films like The Last Black Man in San Francisco and Minari, which earned him an Oscar nomination and inspired him.
I started working with these incredible filmmakers that were making really vulnerable works that were, they're kind of ripping their hearts out and putting them on the screen in a way. And I was inspired by those experiences to do my version of that.
In his debut solo album, Heaven Hunters, Mosseri creates a universal and cinematic record about his own life.
In many ways, yeah, it's about what I was going through. One of the themes in the record is trying to create a life that feels like we always have this idea that we're going to get someplace and we'll be void of suffering. We'll be able to transcend our humanity if we have this amount of money, if we have this amount of recognition, or if it's a romantic pursuit.
My greedy heart, drunk and confused, can't walk a straight line.
My Greedy Heart is a song that's connected to that, to the idea of heaven hunters. You know, that if we have the big score, like this big thing, then we'll be able to live in this sort of elevated place. The older I get and the more my experience, the more I realize that that's sort of a fiction and a narrative that we're sold all the time. And this record's a collection of songs about loss, about friends of mine, songs about my wife, songs about my wife's father.
Can you tell me about the story behind one of your songs? Because I think this involves your wife. It's Oklahoma Baby.
That song I wrote for my wife from the perspective of her father, who she hasn't spoken to in about 13, 14 years now. There was a card that he'd written to her that had this line in it: "There was never a time I didn't love you." Found this card going through old things, and I basically had that one line to lead up to, and I wanted to sort of say some things to her that he wasn't able to say, or just sort of write a love song to her, about like a paternal love song. But you know, it's also just a song about distressed love and disconnection, and but there's a love underneath all of it. That's a powerful thing for me. You know, my wife and I have been together. We grew up together. We've been together since we're kids. She's a huge part of this record.
There's another song on the album, Home for the Summer.
Love every friend you have.
And it sounds kind of like fresh air and freedom and definitely a late night with friends. But it moves from the summer that's really bright to the winter and talking about a friend, and it seems like his laugh is gone.
Gentle brother, seasoned fighter, pigeon rider, glowing brightly, beautiful friend, I listen for your voice again.
It seems like maybe this is talking about a death or a loss. Am I reading too much into that?
No, you're right on. That song I wrote about a friend of mine that I grew up with, one of my closest friends from when I was a child until when I was in my early 30s, and he passed away a few years ago, and I wrote that song for him. You know, I wrote it and played it at his memorial, and another friend of mine who is a close friend of his named Alex Toth played trumpet on it, and then he was actually a percussionist, and the song starts and ends with a recording of him playing these chimes. I think I think that song was a celebration of him in a way that my memories of him have to do with, because he went to boarding school when we grew up. We were really close, and then he ended up leaving our school and going to boarding school. So I would see him in the summers and the winters for a certain pocket of time in our childhood.
Home for the winter, lighting a smoke, floating on a spark. I see your...
You know, I always think about him. He was a smoker, and lighting a smoke, and his breath and the spark, like, it's just a collection of memories of him and his laugh or things like that. That is a song about him, celebrating him and my love for him.
How does it feel to deal with these things that are so personal and so meaningful to you and to put them out to the public?
It's a new feeling for me. In a dream world, it would be cathartic for people in a way, or that people will put it on for a certain feeling. You know, a lot of my favorite records, you go to sit in one feeling, and you can live there and sit there and swim in it.
That's Emil Mosseri. His album is called Heaven Hunters. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me. It's great talking to you.
I love you.